Gove says the government's opposition to the referendum doesn't mean they're happy about our relationship with Europe.
What we need to do is to say to Brussels, yes, we want to be part of the European Union and secure the benefits of trade and cooperation, but what we also want to do is to rebalance the relationship so that in many of the areas where we need to exercise control over our own destiny, that it's Britain that's in the driving seat.
Colonel Gaddafi has finally been buried in a secret desert grave. The National Transitional Council says the burial took place at dawn. Two people are now known to have died in yesterday's floods in Ireland. Dublin was hit with a month's rainfall in just 24 hours. Rescue workers have pulled three members of the same family from the rubble of Turkey's earthquake, which has killed at least 370 people. The first to be saved was two-week-old Azra, who'd spent 48 hours trapped in the debris. Then teams found her mother and grandmother. Journalist Aston Yerdekel is at the scene.
That definitely gave hope to many rescue workers here who've been working around the clock since last night, actually even the day before, to be able to reach those people who are still trapped in those collapsed buildings. It was considered a miracle, basically, that a two-week-old baby survived.
Protesters outside St. Paul's Cathedral have admitted they're not at their camp constantly. The Occupy London Stock Exchange camp has led to the famous London landmark being closed because of health and safety fears. The Met Police has used thermal imaging cameras to find out that 9 out of every 10 tents are empty at night. And Anita Dobson admits her husband Brian May has been shocked at how much Strictly Come Dancing has taken over her life. The former EastEnders actress says she's become all-consumed by taking part in the show, but her husband is supporting her 100%. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you are listening to Drive with Gabby. Coming up on my show today, I have got Jane Bustle coming in to speak about the Harbour Club, a specialist club for people. My microphone won't stay in position, which is very, very frustrating. I'll also be bringing you regular travel updates and some local news. I'll be bringing you local events. And I'll also be bringing you some nutrition news as well. So I hope you enjoy my drive show. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. And after me, I believe it is Ed Wellman. I believe he is on at six after me. Get in touch if you can. You can follow me on Twitter. My name is Mindful2Move. You can also find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark. Kicking us off this hour, we've got Amy McDonald.
Don't
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. Let's have a look at the latest traffic reports.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's delays on the M25 anti-clockwise between Junction 30, that's the A13, Lakeside in Kent, and Junction 29, the A127 in Romford, because of an accident earlier on. There's one lane blocked and queuing traffic on the A12 London Road northbound at Junction 24, the B1024 Kelvedon North, because of a broken down lorry. Queuing traffic on the A13 London bound in Basildon between the Sadler's Farm roundabout and the Pitsey flyover in the roadworks area. Queuing traffic on the A1089 Dock Approach Road southbound in Grays after the A126 junction. Congestion is back to Tilbury if you're heading in that direction. And if you're heading towards Chelmsford, you'll find that there's slow traffic on the A1114 Baddo Bypass inbound in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy. Don't forget that Wash Road here in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction. On the tubes, normal service is resumed now on the Central Line, so no problems there. Minor delays on the Metropolitan Line, though, due to earlier 40 train at Baker Street.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
And don't forget that shortly I'll be joined by my guest Jane Bussell here to speak about her specialist group called the Harbour Club. So stay tuned here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul. Whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Feeling right. I live alone. I think I might have found love, but I just don't know.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. That was Hot Puppies. Don't forget that my guest Jane Bussell will be joining me shortly in the studio, very shortly indeed. But first, we're just going to have a little look at some local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 28th of October at 4pm and at 7pm, you'll find the Actability Inclusive Theatre Company present Wake Up Don Quixote, a magical young production for young people. Following workshops in schools earlier on this year, this fascinating show is now embarking on a tour of theatres this autumn and is set to tour nationally next year. So don't miss out. Tickets cost from £8 and are available from the Brentwood Theatre on 01277 200305. And on Sunday the 30th of October at 10am to 12pm, you'll find an introductory orienteering event at the Thorndon Country Park South near the Halfway House pub just off of the A127. Orienteering courses for all standards. Instruction is available for beginners. On the day, entry is £6 per map. This includes timing equipment hire. Visit www.orienteering-havoc.co.uk for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Yes, and if you've got an event that you'd like us to be mentioning it here on Phoenix FM, why don't you let us know about it? You can email us the details, radio@phoenixfm.com. We'll put it onto our website and we will also shout about it on our shows. Now, joining me in the studio, hopefully, is Jane. Hello.
Hello, Gabby.
Yes, I think your microphone is indeed working, which is a relief. Everything sounds a bit weird in my headphones today. They don't sound very clear, so it sort of throws you because you get used to hearing the sound of your voice in your ears when you're on the radio. Anyway, Jane, you are here in particular to speak about the Harbour Club in Battlesbridge, yes, that's right, in Essex, but first of all, I want to know a little bit about you and your background.
Okay, Gabby. Well, as you said, my name is Jane Bustle and I'm an occupational therapist. I've been an occupational therapist since 2006. I've worked during that time, I've worked for the NHS and for social care. And I suppose, I love my profession, but unfortunately my father had dementia. Unfortunately my father passed away last year, but it was through caring for my father and working within the social community that's sort of given me the insight into what it's like to care and work with somebody that has dementia, and that's really given me the motivation to set up the Harbour Club.
Okay, and to have that background is really, really useful, and also to have that personal experience of dementia as well. Because I think we've all now come across people with dementia. It's affected my family as well. And unless you have had someone close to you, and I think they do need to be close to you, that has experienced dementia, then really, and there probably are a lot of professionals out there that maybe don't, you know, due to their age or lack of experience. And unless you know how it feels for that person to be related to you, mm-hmm, I think that you need that to have the best,
absolutely,
level of empathy.
Absolutely.
Because when I've worked with dementia in homes and in hospital, I've always thought of my nearest and dearest, my grandfather and grandmother, mm, with dementia. So I've always kind of thought, now imagine if that was my granddad.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's what creates the real empathy.
I mean, it's one thing to read a textbook and to learn about dementia in a classroom situation, and I'm not saying that isn't valid, it's extremely valid. There's a lot that different professionals can learn, but obviously to have that personal experience and to realise what a personal tragedy it is when somebody loses their sense of self, it really is awful. And from my point of view, watching my mother struggled to care for my father for the 2 years that he became quite bad with it. Was terrible. As my mother used to say, there's two of us that have got dementia, my husband, mm-hmm, and myself. And that was so true, because she didn't have a choice. She was his wife through choice, but not his carer. And obviously she wouldn't see him come to any harm and wanted to be there for him. But she was thrushed into that role that she I have to think she would agree that she did struggle with at times, and she needed all the support she could get.
There is lack of support out there for carers, isn't there?
I mean, you know, there should be, and there are things out there. There's the carers forum, there's different carers agencies and things, but it's in the middle of the night, you know, and when you get up in the morning, you're exhausted, and that person, you know, you've got a full day ahead with that person. What are you going to do with that person?
Mm. And it's how then that person, because I do some care for my mum, and the difficulty there is I was faced with a situation quite recently that I basically couldn't really manage, and I thought about we have a cord that, you know, you can pull to get through to yeah, get help, and I thought about pulling that cord, but with the frame of mind that my mum was in, mm, at the time, she hasn't got dementia, by the way, you know,
yeah, okay,
other psychiatric needs, she she wouldn't have responded well to an absolute stranger turning up at her house. Yeah. So often you do deal with it alone, or you do deal with it within the family, because you can't always explain to that person who this other person is that has formed absolutely no relationship, and starting to form a relationship with another human being takes a long time. And I can imagine with dementia it can be particularly, well, I mean, if they're not going to recall, it's very different from them having a lifelong friend to definitely all of a sudden a there's professional.
There's a lot of anxiety attached with dementia. I mean, everybody suffers differently because as the brain is affected by the disease, different parts of the brain affected, so everybody's reaction to it is very different. But I do see a lot of anxiety, and particularly my father had a lot of anxiety around dementia, and some insight that things were going wrong for him, which was very, very scary for him, which was another problem that mother had to deal with. You know, how much does she tell him, how little does she tell him, and, you know, just trying to take each day at a time, really, trying to get through each day, not looking too far into the future.
Okay, that's very true. And how many, there are quite a number of different types of dementia.
Yes, there are. I haven't got a list in front of me, but I mean, dementia is the umbrella term. So Alzheimer's is probably the most common, and that is just one type of dementia. You also have Lewy body dementia. You have frontal lobe dementia.
You can get dementias caused by medications.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And from
stroke, you can get
alcoholism. Yeah,
alcoholism.
Yeah.
That's right.
It often frustrates
but
me.
But I must admit, if somebody ever says to me, you know, a relative or a friend of theirs is having memory or cognitive issues, I always ask them or explain to them, go to the GP first of all, get a referral to the memory clinic, because, you know, it isn't always Alzheimer's. There are other things that could be ruled out. It could be a diet thing, it could be a deficiency in something. Often depression will demonstrate itself with some sort of short-term memory or cognitive decline. There are other things that need to be looked at and ruled out. So I think it's always the best thing to do if anybody does have any concerns, get along and see your GP.
That's really good advice. So at the Harbour Club, what types of dementia are you hoping to try and encompass?
At the Harbour Club, it's very open. At the end of the day, it's for anybody with any type of dementia, any memory loss, any cognitive impairment. So that could be from a stroke, Parkinson's disease, it could just be old age related, it could be anything. You know, we don't want to sort of keep anybody out. That's not what we're about at all. And we do have a variety of different people with us. We are for the over 65s. You know, getting back to my dad, I mean, my dad, bless him, he was very lucky. He went to a day centre for younger adults with dementia. They sort of bent the rules and let him in, but it made me realise there was nothing specifically for older adults with dementia. And as an occupational therapist, I felt qualified and well placed to sort of challenge that and see whether there was anything I could do about that, and that was really my motivation for setting the Harbour Club up, because there are lots of day centres about, generic day centres, and they're all doing very good work. I wouldn't put anybody down, but in my experience there were very few, or if any, places specifically designed for older adults with dementia, with this cognitive impairment.
Older adults, but yeah. that seems mad to me, because the majority of sufferers are older adults.
I know. It's the over 65s.
So is there a difference then when someone's an older adult suffering dementia? Are there different needs or...?
Yes, I suppose a younger person could possibly be working, so that would be the work situation and that interaction that they're missing. And often with an older person you have other complaints, that other diseases, you know, they might have more arthritis, they might have more mobility issues, other things that we have to look at. But obviously myself and my team, we've got experience of working with people with all sorts of disabilities, so that doesn't faze us at all. But yeah, I mean, and I use a lot of my occupational therapy skills within the Harbour Club.
Yes, in fact, that is how we first met.
It
because
was.
You were purchasing something on the stall next to me at the South Weald Festival.
That's
and
right.
You were purchasing a...
Can you remember?
Yeah, it was a yo-yo.
Yes, it was a wooden yo-yo.
A wooden yo-yo for the club.
That's right. It was part of the childhood reminiscence kit that I was putting together. And I saw the wooden yo-yo. And it was such a beautiful tactile tactile toy. It was so beautifully smooth. It was handmade, handcrafted. It was beautifully weighted. And when I tried it out at that car show, the yo-yo just worked beautifully. And I just thought, no, I've got to
really
get that.
Yeah, really smooth.
Yeah, it was lovely. And it's just little... I mean, I never take my Harbour Club hat off. I've always got it on. I'm always looking out for ideas and things and resources.
So you founded and you own the Harbour Club, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and you just automatically do when something's a creation. Yeah, it is almost like your, you know, creation.
It's my baby.
Yeah, and you can kind of take it to where you want it to get to.
Yeah.
Can you give some examples of the other... So you say that you do the childhood reminiscence activity. What other activities do you do at the Harbour Club?
Well, we do a lot of reminiscence, so not just childhood. We do other sort of articles of daily living reminiscence. We do what we like to do is we follow a cognitive stimulation therapy program, which is actually something that is actually mentioned in the dementia and the NICE clinical guidelines for dementia, and that's something that we're very proactive with. And so the morning is spent very much around that, and we do lots of things. So we do a lot of sort of sensory stimulation, looking at smells and tastes. We had a fruit tasting day once where we brought all different fruits and we chopped them all up, and then the members tasted the fruits and tried to say whether they liked it or not. We don't put people on the spot, so we wouldn't say to them, what is that you're tasting? We wouldn't do that. We just ask them what it feels like, what it tastes like, do they like it? It's an opinion. This is what we're interested in, is in their opinion and their thoughts behind those interactions.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong.
No. So we do that sort of sensory stimulation. We made smoothies one day. That was quite good fun, and they were all tasting these different smoothies. We'll have lots of photographs of old movie stars and famous people, and we show those round. And again, I'll offer them, say, a picture of Marilyn Monroe, and I won't say, who is this? I'll say, isn't this lady pretty? Do you think she's pretty? You know, what does it remind you of? And we'll discuss it that way.
So you're still having a conversation, but you're not trying to confuse them.
Absolutely. You'll get someone that will shout out, it's Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
because so
their
great.
Dementia's slightly different to another person's.
Music is another thing we use a lot of.
Yes. Now, I presume that all of your music that you choose for the club is appropriate.
Well, we certainly do our best.
That's one of the things that used to really frustrate me when I worked in a home that actually specialises in looking after dementia people.
Yeah, so I have an experience of that, so I know exactly
where you're coming from. A very, very large home, and often the music on the television, it was these music channels that are, you know, geared towards young people that probably still go clubbing.
So it was for the staff's entertainment rather than the residents.
It was complete, very, very explicit videos as well. That was very frustrating.
We've got Doris Day, and we've got the Andrews sisters, a bit of Frank Sinatra, Frankie Lane. Oh, I'm getting to know so many old songs, and we always end up having a sing-along at some point in the day.
That's important. Singing makes
Glenn Miller feel good.
Singing helps release endorphins.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Music and movement.
Brilliant. Okay, well, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song, and then if you're prepared to stick around, I'd like to speak to you again.
Yeah, brilliant, great.
Okay.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's delays on the M25 anti-clockwise between Junction 30 and Junction 29. Because of an accident earlier on, all lanes have been reopened, but it's still slow. There's slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between Junction 29, that's the A127, and Junction 30, that's the A13, Lakeside, in the roadworks area. There's one lane blocked and queuing traffic on the A12, Kelvedon Bypass, northbound in Kelvedon, near Junction 24, that's the B1024 Kelvedon North, because of a broken down lorry if you're heading that way. Also, you'll find that there's delays on the A13 Londonbound in Grays between the A1012 Junction Lakeside. Travel time's an extra 10 minutes if you're heading in that direction. And if you're heading towards Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road northbound in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy roundabout in the roadworks area. And also on the B1009 Baddow Road northbound in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy in the roadworks area. There are minor delays on the Metropolitan line due to 40 train at Baker Street, and there are no further disruptions reported on the trains.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
From drama to comedy to modern musicals.
You can experience all of this right on your doorstep at Brentwood Theatre. Call 01277 200 305 or visit brentwood-theatre.org. Brentwood Theatre, a great
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, you're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6. If you want to get in touch with me today, please do so. You can email me here in the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. You can follow me on Twitter. My name is Mindful2Move. And you can find me on Facebook, Gabriella Clark. Let me know what you're up to. Let me know if there's anything that you'd like me to raise. Obviously, it needs to be appropriate content to share with the general public. Now, still joining me in the studio is Jane Bussell from the Harbour Club in Battlesbridge. And this is a, would you describe it as a specialist day centre
usually call it a specialist day care centre.
A specialist day care centre.
Definitely.
Yes, because from what we've been speaking about before, you really do care very genuinely as well, because I'll just reiterate in case anyone's just joined us, dementia has impacted your life with your close family.
Yeah,
so you've had that experience. I wanted to now go on to talk about the setup of the day, almost the schedule, what time it starts.
The transport usually arrives any time from 9:30 onwards, and members come into the club, and we call it a club because we want to move away from an institutional feel.
Who arranges the transport?
That's something that we arrange.
Oh, right.
Local
okay.
transport. If families want to bring the members themselves, then obviously they're free to do that. At the moment, everybody within the local area that we pick up with a taxi service. So they arrive about 9:30 to 10, which they're welcomed with a cup of tea or coffee and usually a slice of toast or a biscuit, whichever they prefer. And we usually sit around and read some books and just have a general catch-up till about 10:15, till everybody's in. And then we usually read the newspaper. We go through the newspaper, so we orientate people to sort of the here and now. And then after that, we start our cognitive stimulation program. Say for one particular day, we'll be looking at exactly what the day and the date is and what the weather is, what season we're in, that type of thing. And we usually start the program with singing a song. They choose a song that we sing, which we go through together. And then we usually have whatever... topic it is for the day. So it might be movie stars, and we might be looking at various photographs of the movie stars, or we might be listening to soundtracks. And we might, what I'll do is I'll put multiple choice of artist names on the board, and we'll play different tracks from the songs, and we'll sort of between us try and work out which singer it could be. Is it a male or is it a female? You know, who does it sound like, that type of thing. We usually do that, and then we usually play a numeric game, which is something like we either do throwing beanbags at a target or quoits. We do, so it's an element of exercise to it, and there's a numeric counting and taking turns. We usually have our armchair exercises, which is quite amusing for everybody. That's good fun. And we always do a crossword somewhere in the mornings as well. Then we usually have another cup of tea.
What time's lunch?
Oh, lunch is usually about 12:30, and
it's
always a cooked lunch.
Oh, okay. So do you have lunch. I presume you must have a kitchen.
We do.
We centre.
It's in a church hall.
Oh, okay.
And attached to the church hall is a kitchen. So yes, we do have facilities to cook a lunch. So it's always a cooked lunch, home cooked meal. So it's something like cottage pie.
Who cooks the lunch?
We cook it between us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. We might have fish pie or to be honest with you, a lot of it is dependent on what the members like and what they want.
So you ask feedback before from them. Before they come, you
exactly.
do ask, and if they've got any special needs.
Absolutely.
Or
I mean, quite a few of them don't like rice or pasta, so we tend to steer away from those sorts of things. But we always have the good old
it's quite modern, really.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people,
the old fashioned type foods.
The old fashioned type food needs to come back.
Yeah. Well, they like
because
it.
Rice and pasta is probably the reason. For a lot of health problems
really?
That we now have over in the
good old spuds.
In the West. Well, we're not designed to we're just not designed to eat that. Our ancestors didn't eat rice and pasta.
Right.
And that's why that's
there
what
you
they
go. The Harbour Club
abroad.
Members have got a lot to teach me
go.
Then. So back to the old spuds.
There you go. Yeah, good, very good for you, potatoes. I can't rate them enough. So and then after lunch, I presume there's no rush for lunch to finish.
No. Well, what's lovely about lunch is we all lunch together. So the staff and the members, we sit down. It's a social time. The members help us set the table.
That's really important.
Set the table out. We serve up the lunch. We sit and we talk with them. We don't have any music on over lunch, so it's room for conversation. And then they help us clear the table. We wash up within the hall, and usually one or two of them will help dry up. Not because they have to, it's because they want to. That's something. I mean, my dad was the same. My dad would always dry up, would always want to do that. And people generally want to feel useful and want to get involved, and they like to do this, and we're happy for them to do that. After lunch, we usually have a bit of quiet time, put some relaxing music on, and then again it's various activities in the afternoon. We have, again, a lot of it depends on their interests. I can remember when we first opened, I bought loads of gardening bits. I bought seed trays and seeds and all sorts of compost and everything, and nobody wanted to do it. I just thought everybody wanted to do gardening and nobody did. So it just taught me that at the end of the day, you cannot assume that just because I want to do it, everyone else is going to want to do it.
Yeah, yeah, because
so
you would expect that people might want to.
It's client-centred, it's person-centred. We get to know the individual, what they enjoy, what they want to do. And it varies. We've got one lady that loves playing Scrabble, so every now and again we get the Scrabble out. We've got a pool table for the gentlemen, and they love that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they really enjoy that. We've also got the magnetic darts. We've got magnetic dartboard.
Oh, brilliant.
We do a lot of art and crafts. We've got the knitting. What else have we got? Oh, we've got a fantastic volunteer who has one of the pets as therapy dogs.
Oh, wonderful.
And he
comes
in
really good.
Occasionally, and they love him. So that's always a real treat when he turns up.
That's nice for anyone.
Oh, they love it.
They do say, and I do believe, that pets are therapeutic.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because I'm living with my mum and she's got a cat. Mm. And I kind of, even though I've got no plan of getting a cat when I eventually live apart from her, I kind of think I wish I did have time for pets.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Well, they say, you know, that it actually lowers the heart rate. When you stroke a pet, it lowers your blood pressure. It actually physically relaxes people. And I noticed that Ainsley is the dog. He's a beautiful black Labrador. And when he comes in and he wags his tail and he goes running up to the members, and you can just see the smiles on their face. They just love him. It
makes them really, really happy.
Yeah.
What time does the day end?
Yeah, we usually finish... Well, we finish at 3:30 and... Usually we finish, depends, some days are a bit more lively. We might end up singing and doing some dancing. We've got one lady who's 93 who loves to dance, so she gets disappointed if we don't have a little dance. So we do have a little boogie for her most days.
Oh, that's nice.
And we have another we have another lady who loves poetry, and she loves to recite poetry to us. So if we're having a quieter day, we'll get the poetry books out and she'll read poetry to us.
Oh, that's a nice change.
Which is beautiful. And she loves doing that. And when she reads it beautifully, there's no trace of dementia at all. It's wonderful.
I know, it's really... And how often there are often people with quite advanced stages of dementia, and it really is noticeable in them, but they can remember a song. You know,
or they remember
a phrase. Mm-hmm. My grandma still remembers quite a lot, to be fair. She still recognises her family, but she can still recite passages of the Bible. And I just think, wow, how she remembers
that.
That's
amazing, isn't it?
I know. It is amazing what they remember. Now, what days of the day are the daycare centre. Yeah, thank you.
The days of the week that we're open currently are a Tuesday and a Wednesday. We aim to be open for at least 4 days a week, but we only started up in May, so we're still building numbers and still building ourselves up. So at the moment it's just a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Just a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And you are still working as an occupational therapist
for the
as well,
NHS,
aren't you? Are you doing
Thursdays
that on all
Friday.
Oh, okay. But you yes. So you're doing 4 days a week.
Yes.
At work, as
at
it
work.
Were.
Yes,
but
and plenty at home.
The thing
between.
Is, when you're self-employed, you don't really ever have a day off.
You don't.
Especially
if you
check your emails.
But then when
day.
You love what you do, it's part of you.
Yeah.
It's different.
This is so basically, in the long run, you want to probably...
The Harbour Club is my passion. I have seen the difference that we make. I have had families almost in tears telling me the difference it has made to people.
That means so
how their
much.
Appetite has improved, how when they get home, their spirits are lifted, they're more chatty, they're more lucid, they're just happier people, they're sleeping better. And to me, that's why I do it, because it just, well, it just brings me alive. It just makes me feel so proud that myself and the girls behind me, we work hard, and that's what we've done for people. And it's lovely because we're only a small day centre. We will have a maximum of 10 people a day, and we will have 4 members of staff for those 10 people.
Wow,
so
that's
it is
good ratio.
Brilliant. Because I believe people with dementia need that input.
They
need that one-to-one input, and we get an awful lot back from it. But we love it, and if we can continue to do that and to help people and help, not only help the people with dementia, but to give the families the respite that they need in an environment that they can feel confident about, then, you know, that's brilliant.
Can you give the contact details, please?
Of course I can. Oh, one thing, can I add, Gabby, that the Harbour Club is a social and not-for-profit organisation. Find us on www.theharbourclub.org.uk, or you can email us on info@theharbourclub.org.uk. Or if you'd like to have a chat with me, which I'd be very happy to speak to anybody, please call me on 077-88-619-452.
There you go, and I'll give out that number again before the end of my show. And you are going to leave some leaflets here, aren't you?
I will, definitely.
So you can always pop into Phoenix to get some of the Harbour Club leaflets as well. And I will, as always, be updating my blog for my shows this week at the end of the week to feature all of my guests. So you'll be able to find all of the details on the Phoenix website, which can be found at allthews.phoenixfm.com. Here's some music and then some local events.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Wednesday the 2nd, Saturday the 5th of November at 8pm at the Brentwood Theatre, the Brentwood Operatic Society present Company, and you will be able to get tickets which are £12 from 01277 200305. And on Sunday the 6th of November at 10am there's the Lactic Fallout at the secret nuclear bunker in Kelvedon Hatch. Following the success of the Lactic Rush earlier this year, Lactic Fallout is a slightly shorter but no less challenging obstacle race that will test your lactic fitness to the max whilst raising funds for St Clair Hospice Hastingwood. Snooker player Ronnie O'Sullivan won the Lactic Rush and described it as tough but great fun, and will be taking part in again in the Fallout. Register at allthews.adventureraceessex.co.uk, or for more details phone Tracy on 07792 011 91817.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. Stay tuned for the next hour of my show. I'll be bringing you some recent nutrition research.
Watch out. hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, rescuers have pulled a 2-week-old baby, her mother and grandmother from the rubble of